always easy, and there's a lot of methods that we can use to do that. The method that we chose to look into the nitrogen availability of exceptional quality bio solids was to do a plant nitrogen uptake studies. We did that in a greenhouse field, in a greenhouse experiment, looking at tall fescue nitrogen uptake, and in a field study as well. So graph in the top shows the result from a greenhouse experiment, and the bottom shows the result from the field study. See, then the y-axis is nitrogen uptake, and below is all the treatments that we had. And in the field study, we're showing biomass because still don't have that nitrogen uptake data, but it's highly correlated, so we can do inferences from there. So the black bars show the increasing rates of fertilizer that we applied. And we use that to correlate to how much nitrogen we were adding with our amendments. What you notice is that 1x is the agronomic nitrogen rate. And once we went over that agronomic nitrogen rate, then nitrogen uptake, and in the case of this field study, the biomass started to decrease. And that's probably because of the high amount of salt that we're adding all at once with the fertilizer. So that's something that has to be taken into account when we do those kind of studies. We could only use the curve until the agronomic nitrogen rate, even though some of our treatments in the greenhouse study, we wanted to look at two times the nitrogen rate application. But the important thing of this greenhouse results are that the agronomic nitrogen rate of this fertilizer was really similar to the exceptional quality biosolids that were applied at the agronomic rate also. So let me see. Like here you see this, the blue and the green bars show the biosolids that are blended with sand, sawdust, and mulch. And the purple one is another blend of biosolids. So for this product, we were estimating the 20% nitrogen organic nitrogen availability. And it seems that we're close to hitting that number. Then this, with the yellow bar shows the compost, and we were estimating 15% organic nitrogen availability. While with the orange product is heat dried pelletized product, and we estimated 40%. Nitrogen availability. So that was going to be higher. So with the calibration curve that we generated with the fertilizer, we could come up with the actual amount of plant available nitrogen that we were adding. And what we see is for most of the treatments that we applied, we actually underestimated a little bit of the amount of nitrogen that they were provided, because originally we wanted to give 75 milligrams per kilogram of nitrogen. So we're a little bit over in most of them, except on two of the treatments. So, however, if we go down to the field study, there's two treatments that is the biosolids blended with mulch and the biosolids blended with sand sawdust. They showed 20% organic nitrogen availability in the greenhouse study. But when we do that in the field, we didn't get those same results. So we used the same calculations and applied based on the nitrogen that we wanted to supply, but we got lower biomass. Well, with the heat-dried product, we actually got greater biomass, so nitrogen availability was underestimated in this case. So different results when the greenhouse compared to the field. So in conclusion, the greenhouse bioassay showed that this product of biosolids blended with mulch and with sand sawdust had a 20% organic nitrogen availability, but in the field we didn't see we actually saw that the available nitrogen was less than what we estimated, and this could be due to like slower mineralization in the field that did not supply enough nitrogen like early in the season for tall fescue root establishment and to be able to grow throughout the growing season. So we also have to think about the type of crop that we're growing. And that's it. Thank you. And come to the